From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Two Coptic Christian churches in Egypt were the targets of suicide bombing Sunday that killed at least 44 people and wounded dozens more. The attacks were claimed by Islamic State. Funeral processions were held late Sunday. Among the mourners, Coptic priest Tawfiq Kobesh, who described what he called the miserable and painful feeling caused by this cruel experience. The churches targeted were St. George in Tanta, north of Cairo, St. Mark's Cathedral in Alexandria. Coptic Pope Tawadros had been leading the Mass at St. Mark's at the time of the blast, but escaped injury. President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi declared a three-month state of emergency. He said security forces are searching for those responsible. Coptic Bishop Suriel of Melbourne, Australia, welcomed the heightened security measures.
Lots more needs to be done to step up the security to protect Christians that are losing their lives. There is police officers that are also losing their lives in the Sinai region.
Pope Francis, scheduled to visit Egypt later this month, denounced the bombings, expressing his deep condolences. President Donald Trump tweeted his sadness, condemned the attacks, and expressed confidence President Sisi would handle the situation properly. A Chinese warship and an Indian helicopter prevented an attack by pirates on a Tuvalu-flagged merchant vessel in the Gulf of Aden by suspected Somali pirates. The vessel came under attack Saturday. A Chinese boarding party reached the 19-member Filipino crew holed up in the ship's so-called strong room Sunday after they sent out a distress call. The attempted hijacking came just days after pirates seized an Indian dhow that was en route to Bosaso from Dubai. This is VOA News. President Trump's top national security adviser Sunday said Friday's missile strike on a Syrian airbase was not intended to signal a unilateral decision to remove President Bashar al-Assad from power. Tuesday's chemical weapons attack that prompted the strike has been blamed on Damascus. It killed at least 70 people. But H.R. McMaster told Fox News Sunday the strike was intended to send a different message.
What's significant about this strike is not that it was meant to take out the Syrian regime's capacity or ability to commit mass murder of its own people, but it was to be a very strong signal to Assad and his sponsors that the United States cannot stand idly by as he is murdering innocent civilians. What was a red line in 2013?
He said the U.S. is prepared to conduct more strikes if necessary. On a separate program, U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley said the aim of U.S. policy is to see a political solution to the six-year conflict, perhaps without Mr. Assad.
In no way do we look at peace happening in that area with Iranian influence. In no way do we see peace in that area with Russian covering up for Assad. In no way do we see peace in that area with Assad as the head of the Syrian government. And we have to make sure that we're pushing that process. The political solution has to come together for the good of the people of Syria.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson blamed Russia, a Syrian ally, for failing to live up to its commitment under a 2013 chemical weapons agreement. He'll meet Russian officials Wednesday in Moscow. National Security Advisor McMaster also said President Trump is requesting options for removing the threat of a nuclear-armed North Korea. A U.S. Navy carrier strike group is steaming toward the Korean Peninsula, a decision McMaster called prudent. Secretary of State Tillerson said North Korea's growing nuclear and missile capabilities are alarming.
The assessments are obviously somewhat difficult, but clearly he has made significant advancements in delivery systems, and that is what concerns us the most.
North Korea has been trying to develop a long-range missile carrying a nuclear warhead capable of hitting the U.S. mainland. At least six people killed, more than 100 injured in clashes Sunday between police and protesters during a by-election in Srinagar in Indian Kashmir. Dozens of polling stations were forced to close. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and members of the British royal family joined French President Francois Hollande and thousands of others in ceremonies marking the 100th anniversary of a World War I battle in northern France known as the Battle of Vimy Ridge. Nearly 3,600 Canadian troops died in what's called the single bloodiest battle in Canadian military history. Family, friends, and fans paid their final respects Sunday to rock and roll legend Chuck Berry at the Pageant Theater in his hometown, St. Louis. Berry died last month at age 90. Former President Bill Clinton remembered him as one of America's greatest rock and roll pioneers. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.